proclamation number 8824 dated the July 2, 1964. Other religions' attitude towards Jesus Christ. Time and again you'll ask yourselves why I don't convey the knowledge of Jesus and his act of salvation to those who seriously strive for perfection but belong to other schools of thought. Why they don't accept the belief in his mission and yet their striving to achieve perfection in this life already cannot be denied. They recognize a supremely wise, loving and powerful entity above themselves and seek to gain its favor through self-denial, through asceticism and labors of love for their fellow human beings. They're also willing to accept a most arduous earthly life for the sake of their perfection, yet they generally isolate themselves from people. They, too, have knowledge of Jesus, if only at first of the man Jesus, who had to sacrifice his life on the cross, therefore it is not a matter of lack of knowledge. It should be their duty to investigate him, especially if they want to present themselves as teachers of other people when they, due to their knowledge, occupy a position of superiority. For they also know the process the man Jesus Christ had to endure purely as a human being. When a being of light without original sin incarnates on earth, for the purpose of a mission, it will also know of him. People who are interested in self-redemption should give serious thought to this problem as well. I will always support them in this since they have already relinquished all opposition to me. Their original sin can only be redeemed by Jesus Christ, but anyone with a genuine desire for me will not find it difficult to come to this realization, since I am, after all, solely concerned with conveying the purest truth to people. Thus I speak of those with a reputation of wisdom and whom people should use as an example, who can be clairvoyant at will and who have the gift to move about outside their body, but who could also recognize the mission of the man Jesus Christ if they wanted to, for I will always let them become aware of the truth. But in spite of their desire to achieve utmost perfection, they do not want to know this particular truth. Consequently, Christianity will find little support even there, and my human manifestation in Jesus will not be acknowledged either. However, beings of light are also embedded everywhere, especially during the last days before the end. And they can be informed by my spirit about the significance of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. For they bring the gospel to people and make them aware of the strength of love, the true succession of Jesus, who had to go through love and suffering before he accomplished the act of salvation. And corresponding to their love, people will be assessed. And people who live in love will easily awake to the truth, and they will acknowledge me in the kingdom of the beyond, when they have left the valley of earth and then appeal to me for forgiveness of their original sin. Amen.